dramatic changes have unfolded and continue to unfold within the culture of recovery in the United States. We have witnessed the growth, geographical dispersion, and philosophical diversification of recovery mutual aid groups. We have seen the rise of grassroots recovery community organizations and a new recovery advocacy movement. In fact, more than 100,000 people in recovery and their families and allies participated in recovery celebration events this past month. We are seeing the birth of new recovery community institutions that fit neither the categories of addiction treatment nor recovery mutual aid fellowships. We're seeing recovery community centers, recovery homes, recovery schools, recovery industries, recovery ministries, recovery cafes, and recovery projects in sports, the arts, theater, and the media. And we are seeing the explosive growth of online internet-based recovery communities. And we are seeing growing interest in the role of treatment center alumni associations can play in supporting long-term personal and family recovery. This role remains far too unexplored by addiction treatment, addiction research, and recovery communities. That must change, as it has in recent years for recovery homes and recovery schools. I hope each of you will commit yourselves to work towards such a future, and I look forward to helping with that process in any way that I can.